presence. Oh, thank you, Lord, oh God, that even when we do not know what to pray or how to pray, that you are the faithful God who knows what's in your heart, and grace makes it possible for us to have an answer when we've not asked the question. Forgive our ignorance and let mercy take root. Direct us tonight on how we ought to pray. And as we pray, God who sees and knows all things, do for us that which only you can do. Do for us what no man nor even ourselves can do for ourselves. Blessed be your holy name. We believe you. Help thou, Lord, our unbeliefs. Help our helplessness. And grant grace this day to walk in fullness of life. Blessed be your holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Welcome to this night of prayer and intercession. Thank you so very much. I can't believe that it's Friday already. Wow. The days are moving. And we give God praise for the life that we have in Him. You may be seated. Our prayer night tonight is going to be important, as it is going to be a prayer or prayers that are going into the offensive rather than a defensive mode. We want to launch missiles by faith into the enemy's camp and see the enemy of our souls defeated. I say that because many years ago, I guess it's close to 30-something years, or maybe a little bit more than that, the beginnings of the roots that this church, Glory and Peace, started with, Seven Oaks Evangelical Church. I was doing a plant for a church plant for the Evangelical Church of Canada at that time, which is now the Evangelical Memorial. Anyhow, I noticed something. For a few years, I noticed this, that November, the month of November, was a very difficult month for the church, for me and for the church. And every November, things just went south somehow. We were okay, but things weren't right. And so I talked to the Lord. I said, "What's happening? I don't know what's going on. What's going on?" And He said, "October 31st. I said, "October 31st? What about October 31st? And how does that have anything to do with what we're doing? Why November is difficult?" He said, "October 31st. I said, "I don't get it." He said, "October 31st is one of the highest levels of concentration and worship to Satan. It's a high holiday." Then dawned on me, he was talking about Halloween. Wow. So I started doing a preemptive kind of prayer in October and dismantling whatever it was that was being put together during those high holidays, satanic holidays. We do we do our Rosh Hashanah and all of those and Yom Kippur and all of that. You know, the devil has his holidays that he operates on and concentrates his power on, and they were launching missiles at the church. So I started reversing that, and my Novembers became my best month. Change, it flipped. It just flipped. November became a wonderful month, a month of celebration, a month of joy in every area. November became good. It was awesome. Well, we're coming towards another high holiday. And obviously the enemy has his agenda, but we could care less about his agenda. What we care about is our agenda. And our agenda is to tear down every stronghold, dismantle every weapon, dismantle every activity, scatter everything that needs to be scattered, that the enemy is put on the run and he cannot operate any of his weaponry. Amen? Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to send firepower and begin to scatter every coven, wherever they might be gathered, wherever they might be gathered. You see that? Wherever they might be gathered, our voice is louder than their voice. Our authority is greater than theirs. And so we're going to tear down strongholds right now. Hallelujah. The worst mistake the enemy just made was just try to influence my voice right there. I said, what happened to my voice? No, today is the day. We're going to scatter whatever the scatterables are going to be. We're going to scatter everything. Shut that enemy down. Amen? Not just for us, but for the people. There are so many people going around during this holiday. They're going to be, you know, they think it's just a holiday and they're doing their thing, but they don't know they're allowing darkness into their lives. They're putting scary things around their houses, you know, skeletons, you know. Everything about the holiday tells you this is not a good thing. But just like the devil, he put cyanide in candy. So to make it a little bit sweet, let's distribute some candies. And then you end up with diseases. That but the devil's a liar. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. First thing we're going to do, the Bible says, humble thyself before the Lord. Submit yourselves. Humble yourself before God. Then resist the devil. And then the devil will flee. So the first thing we're going to do, by the instruction of the Word of God, is to do that first thing. Humble ourselves before God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, just rise with me and begin to declare right now by the word of faith that we humble ourselves before the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice before the Lord and just humble yourself. Humble thyself before the Lord. Koreba shandara boseke teke reboshe. Ribala daba shantoro bosokotaba. Arebalato sike tebo shante matokaya. In the name of Jesus. Handorobo shekere kesu kataba. Rebo seke tebo rebo shakataba shike tebo sakete. O rebaraba shakataba ro sike tebo shante. Mande bo robo shakaya. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. Hey, Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Father, we thank you, Lord, O God, that even now as we submit ourselves before you, our God, we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the grace to be humble before you. We come into agreement with your word. We come into agreement with your word that declares to us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We submit ourselves to your word that says, O God, that we be put on the full armor of God, and that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities and all powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. We belong to you, and Lord, O God, we are far beyond. And from the position of authority, the authority of your everlasting word, we send the launch of missiles against the enemy. We declare this day that the forces of darkness are resisted and they are put to naught by the authority of your word. By the authority of your word, we pray, O God, for men and women. O God, for your word says, O God, that we should pray for all men, for all people, for all leaders. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray, O God, for the people of the land. Father, O God, that the powers of darkness that are all in operation, trying to bring them into a place of captivity, that their stronghold, the stronghold of the enemy, is destroyed. It is destroyed. It is destroyed. The collapse of the enemy is eradicated. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak life, O God, to your people. We declare in the name of Jesus that satanic agendas will fail. They fail now. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we humble ourselves in agreement with your word, and we resist by the authority of your word, and we declare, O God, that victory is ours. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The next prayer we're going to pray is sort of a sidetrack, but it is important. It is important that we go in this direction. And the reason I say we should go in this direction was, when I sat down when I came in, all of a sudden the Lord spoke to me, said this to me, and we're going to pray this for all of God's men and women, pastors. We're going to pray for pastors. You say, why should we pray for pastors? Well, when we pray this prayer for pastors, we're actually praying for the congregations also. Everybody needs to be appreciated. How many of you believe that? We need to be appreciated. Well, this October, not everybody knows this. It's not in my vantage point. But every October is supposed to be a pastor appreciation month. And so this is a month where you appreciate your pastors. And you just come and let them know how much you appreciate them. There are so many men and women of God that are pastors that didn't receive any kind of appreciation, whether it was words or deeds or whatever. And they are going to go before the people of God on the first. Is first Sunday? Monday is the first. Okay, so, oh Lord God Almighty. Wow, October 31st is a Sunday. Jesus. Wow. Wow. So they're going to be in their churches October the 31st, which is Halloween Day, upset. And it's going to give room for the devil to operate. Isn't that incredible? I was sitting down then, the Lord spoke it to me. He said, pray for the pastors. It's October is pastors appreciation day or month. And many of my pastors don't feel appreciated. So pray for them. Now I see why this is the case. So we're going to pray for pastors. Please, if you've not prayed before, pray for pastors right now that they will not step behind the pulpit on Sunday upset. Because what that does, it's going to give room for the devil. It's just going to give room for the devil to run rampant and begin to tear people down and just rip people apart. Because there's nothing as terrible as a man or woman of God who is upset. For him to bring a bad report just creates a totally different atmosphere. So lift up your voice right now and begin to pray for pastors that they will recognize that they are appreciated of the Lord and appreciated of by the people, that any kind of bitterness or strife within them. The word of God says, a man of God must not be in strife. That they will be released from the agenda of the enemy so that they don't present themselves with an attitude of strife to minister to the people of God. That would be poison to the body of Christ. Especially here in North America, where we have all this day for this, day for that, or month for this, or month for that. Let's pray that prayer right now. You get it? Okay, pray, please. Ye masika tadipa latoso kote balashika. O rebaradaba shanda katoseke. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray for pastors right now. Lord of God, men and women of God that may feel unappreciated, Father, we pray, O God, for healing for them this very moment. That, Lord, O God, that they'll be released from the agenda of the enemy. That, Lord, O God, as they minister this Sunday, they will not minister with the spirit of strife or bitterness. But, Father, O God, that they will recognize this to be true. The Lord, O God, that they are called to be steadfast in faith, to love your people. Lord, O God, in Jesus' name, Father, O God, I declare, O God, that these sons and daughters, O God, are appreciated. I ask, oh God, that they will feel the sense of your presence, your appreciation. The Lord, oh God, that which is lacking from the body, oh God, will be covered up by you. Father, in the name of Jesus, healing for your people, healing for your people, healing for your people. Let, oh God, there be no damage, oh God, to the body because of men and women that are upset or angry or feel unappreciated. But Lord, oh God, that they will see, Lord, oh God, that you are the God who's called them out of darkness into your marvelous light. And Lord, oh God, that they will resist the devil, oh Father, and the forces of darkness in faith. Oh, Rabba Shekete Reba Sokoho. Rimadaba shakate balasonte makure, bosekete rebasoko, ibarasante basheke reboso, batekete lebrosi mataha, shikalabosantre makaha. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, do something for your sons and your daughters. In Jesus' mighty name, we trust you, God, for miracles, oh God, in the lives, oh God, and the families of men and women, oh God, that have surrendered themselves to your Lordship. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning to read from verse 8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Because the devil, as like a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And verse 9 says, whom is the devil, resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Verse 10 says, But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory, oh, praise God, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. We're going to pray a prayer now. This is not just the prayer for the pastors. It is a prayer for all of God's people. It's a prayer for us to recognize that God has called us into his eternal glory, and that he's a God who makes us perfect. He establishes us. He strengthens us. He causes us to settle down. He causes me to lay down in green pastures. Hallelujah. The protection of God, the provision of God. God says that we need to be steadfast in faith. Steadfast in faith. And it is in that steadfastness in faith that we resist the devil. Resist the devil. Steadfast in faith. What is the devil doing that we're resisting? He's moving around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Who are these brethren that are in the world? The brethren in the world are not just believers. The brethren in the world are also your brothers that are not yet saved. How many of you got born again when you were born and you've been a Christian all of your life? Anybody like that? No? Okay, so once upon a time you were of this world. But today, you are a brother. You are a sister. Praise the Lord. So when we pray this prayer, we're praying this prayer because the affliction, the same affliction that the Word of God is talking about here, is the affliction of fear. The enemy is going around as a roaring lion, roaring. He is instigating and projecting fear on people. And that same affliction comes against the body. But the Word of God says God has not given to us the spirit of fear. Instead of that, he's given us the spirit of love, power, and a sound, mature, disciplined mind. So we're going to pray. This prayer focus here is to destroy the stronghold of fear. Praise God. We're going to go against the spirit of fear. And one of the hallmarks of this particular high holiday for Satan is the generation of fear as a main target to create fear. Fear, hear this, fear creates a portal. It creates an opening for the enemy to come in. That's why the first thing the enemy wants to do is to startle you with fear, and when he startles you with fear, he comes in. Okay? So, fear is a very powerful weapon of the enemy. I remember, wow, praise the Lord. I don't know if I've told you this story. When my mom passed away, we'd gone with my sisters, we'd gone to her village, her town, where she was going to be laid to rest. And I came into, we were going to go to the homestead where her family, where she grew up, where her family was raised. So when we got there, there were people seated in a particular room to receive us. When I came in, a man demonized, okay, get your ears, just prepare your ears because I'm going to do something here. As soon as I came in, this guy says, "Hey!" That loud. And it startled me because it was not normal. But I knew exactly what the man just did, and I shut up real quick. I said, "Whoa, this guy, he had an agenda. He wanted to open me up so that he can launch his missile and create damage in my body. It might be a release of his sickness, a disease, or whatever, but he had an agenda." It was out of place, completely out of place, but it was strategic. And when the enemy wants to come into your life, he generates fear, fear of any sort, and then he comes in. And just like a worm in an apple, he seals himself off. And you don't know how the worm got in there. What's in there? Sealed off until it hashes and creates a problem on the inside. Today we are going to go right now. We're going to target the spirit of fear that the enemy wants to project. You know, fear, what am I going to do about my finances? Bang, it comes in. Do you know, there are people that have been walking around with cancer for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and they're not dead. And then they go to the doctor, and, you know, because they had a headache or something, and the regular checkup, whatever, and they come back and the doctor says, "We found something." "What?" "You have cancer." And within weeks they die because of the fear. Cancer! Cancer! Fear has killed so many people. Whatever it is that's happening in our world right now, with COVID and all of that, more people are dying out of fear than anything else. Fear. So we're going to go against that spirit of fear. We don't have it, but the enemy wants, like a roaring lion, "Ah! And, oh, there's a lion, there's a lion." No, we're going to cut that thing down. You know, the Bible says David went and he grabbed that lion and clobbered it, killed it. We're going to clobber that roaring lion that's moving around. Say, You made a mistake to roar where I am. Here, pow! Shut it up. I'll tell this story and then we'll pray. When we started as a church, I think I've told this story before, I was ministering to the saints on a prayer line and just laying hands, moving from left to the right. And then I touched this sister. She was in a, like in the aisleway, just like this. Touched her. Power of God hit her. She went down under the power of God. I was going to the next person when she roared. And she said, what else? It's a woman. Well, she's speaking with a man's voice. I'm going to kill you. I turned around and looked. Her eyes were red, bloodshot. She changed. She transformed right there. I came back. I said, how dare you talk to me? In Jesus' name. And she went, but the crazy thing about it was, you know, we didn't have chairs like this. You know, we had these white chairs and, you know, you should see the chairs. Chairs were flying all over the place. People were dashing out the door. It was crazy. Oh, there was action here and action all over the building. People grabbing their children and dashing out, running out the door. I said, wow, look at you guys, men and women of faith. Fear, dashing out. But we have an authority in Christ Jesus to defeat the enemy. Amen? So we're going to pray right now. You spirit of fear, you bow to the name of Jesus. Satan, you are not going to release the spirit of fear in my community. You're not going to release the spirit of fear in my church. You're not going to release the spirit of fear in my family. I'm afraid of nothing because the boldness of the Lord is in me. Amen? I have a different spirit. It's the spirit of God's love, God's power, and a sound mind. So fear, you are defeated. And finally, this prayer, it says the perfect love of God cast out fear. This is how we're going to cast out fear. We remind ourselves of what God has given to us, and we declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the love of God be shed abroad in the hearts of people, that this will be a time of harvest of souls. Praise the Lord. This is not the time for the devil to run rampant. This is a time for love, the love of God to be shed abroad in the hearts of men and women, and that lives be transformed, minds be renewed to the glory of God. Let's rise. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Koshika tabara soko. Rebaladu sontolema shakaya. Rikatabu shekete borosata. Thank you, Lord, O God, that the spirit of fear bows to the name of Jesus. Fear, you will not be released in my community, into my church, into my family, into any area of my life. I have the spirit of God's love, God's power, and God's mind. I have the mind of Christ. I declare by the authority of the word of God that the love of God be shed abroad in the hearts of men and women in my community. And I thank you, Father, O God, in Jesus' name, that many are coming into salvation. We declare a harvest of souls. The Lord God Almighty, that men and women will run unto God. They will run to you. 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 Give them supernatural speed to come into the kingdom. Satan, the Lord God Almighty, rebukes you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that November is a month of harvest.
Abba, Father, in Jesus' name, a harvest of souls, men and women coming to salvation. In the name of Jesus, goodness and mercy follow the people of God all the days of their life, and they dwell in the presence of the Lord. They lay down in green pastures, and they are experiencing God's favor. You forces of darkness, the power of God shatters your ability to function in our community, to function in our churches, to function in our families, to function in any area of our lives. We declare wholeness and stability in Jesus' name. For we are the people of God called into the glory of God. Hey, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for the establishment of your glory in our lives. Our children shall grow up to testify of the goodness of the living God. Your lies are brought to naught, and salvation is of the Lord. The salvation of God's people is established now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll go now to the book of Acts, chapter 16. You may be seated, Acts chapter 16. We're going to take it from about verse 16. Acts 16, beginning to read from verse 16. In this particular passage of Scripture, Paul deals with a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination. The word there for divination is the word, the Greek word, python. So this is a python spirit. He said, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, as they went to prayer, watch that, as they went where? To pray. A certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us. While they were on their way to pray, this damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met them. And this damsel says, which brought her masters much gain by what? Soothsaying. In other words, brought them much gain by a monitoring spirit to see the lives and the future of people. And this is how this spirit brought her. She had masters, handlers. These were her pimps that she, or spiritual pimps, so to speak, that she gave information to. So she sees this person and she starts seeing stuff. But it's a python spirit. Why is it monitoring? So that just like pythons do, or wrap around the individual and begin to stretch themselves, and the process squeezing the victim until they choke that victim. They have no ability to breathe in and breathe out. Choke that victim, and that choking effect or squeezing constriction is not only causing them not to be able to breathe properly, but begins to break their structure. And those two things, your ability to breathe, is your ability to receive the Word of God. Because the Word of God is what God breathed into us. So it chokes your ability to connect with the Word of God. And also in the same process, breaks your structure, because it's the Word of God that gives you a nice structure. Wow. So, the monitoring spirit monitors and finds out how it can squeeze the life out of you and restrict you and whatever else. That's a dangerous spirit. The Word of God says in verse 17, he says, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, will show unto us the way of salvation. There's nothing wrong with anything that it said there. That was true. But what's the agenda? The agenda was the long game. The long game was when Paul and the team leave town, because it was a spirit that spoke truth, even though it's a lying spirit, that people will turn to it, and when Paul is gone, and then it will continue now to deceive them and say, I said the right thing about those men, and they confirmed it, didn't they? Huh? Didn't they? So why do you think I'll be saying something wrong? It says, and this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, Paul was grieved, turned and said to the spirit, not to the girl, to the spirit of divination, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. It was a he spirit. Came out of her the same hour. We're going to pray the same prayer right now. We're going to pray that the python spirit, we talked about the lion, the enemy coming like a lion. Now it's a python spirit, a spirit of divination, that every spirit of the enemy that's trying to monitor us in any way, shape, or form, that God will blind that spirit. Not just that it be cast out, but that it be blinded. Amen? That it doesn't have the ability to monitor. I was sharing with a son in this house earlier today, you know, about the discussion Mama and I were having, and not just once or twice. You know, she said, you know what? Every time we're talking, and we're talking about any particular issue, when I turn on the television and I'm watching on YouTube or whatever, the things that populate the screen are things related to what we talked about. Looks like somebody's listening to us. Well, it's called Siri, right? Or whatever else. That's a monitoring spirit. Once upon a time, they used to say, you know, over here, when you're watching television, you're watching the television. In Russia, the television is watching you. It's the same thing here now. You know, you're watching the television is watching you. It's a monitoring spirit. We're going to blind the spirit of the enemy that is monitoring our lives. Amen? That God will scatter and scramble their nonsense. Praise the Lord. The lines of communication of Satan must fall apart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When they launch their missile, they will launch their missile against themselves. Because God has corrupted their system. There's a virus in the system. Yes. A virus has come into the system of the enemy to corrupt their system, so that when they think they are attacking your address, they are attacking themselves. They will wipe themselves out. 2 Chronicles 20 talks about how the enemy that came against Israel, they start fighting against themselves. In this prayer, we're going to declare now in Jesus' name that every monitoring spirit be cut off, and that confusion will come into the lines of communication of satanic forces for them to destroy themselves, to cancel themselves out in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready to pray? Blind that enemy. Praise God. Pray. In Jesus' name, Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Father God, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that every spirit of the enemy trying to monitor God's people, are now blinded. They are now blinded. They are now blinded. They are now blinded. And confusion has come into the lines of their communication. They are destroying themselves. They are destroying themselves. They are blowing themselves up. Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, every satanic agenda this day by the authority of your word is brought to naught. In Jesus' name, Father, we give you praise. Father God, we give you praise. Father God, we give you praise, for the victory is ours. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that Satan and all his cohorts are defeated. They are defeated. They are defeated. Just like, oh God, the armies of the enemy that came against Israel defeated themselves and cut themselves out in 2 Chronicles, Lord, oh God, 20. So, Lord, oh God, let it now be so. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, oh, we give you praise, Most High God. Thy mercy endureth forever. Oh God, your mercy endures forever. Lord, oh God, the enemy is cutting themselves out. They have blinded. They are blinded and they are wiping themselves out in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the glorious name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Every monitoring spirit is cut off. Your life will not be monitored by the powers of darkness. God's grace sufficient is establishing us. By his grace are we saved, delivered, and set free. Let's go to the next point of prayer. You may be seated. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning to read from the third verse. 2 Corinthians 10, beginning to read from the third verse. The word of God says here, for though we walk in the flesh, we walk in the flesh. Your spirit is walking in a physical flesh. He says, we do not war after the flesh. Remember what Paul did. He cast out the spirit out of her. She was a she with a he spirit. Hello? She was a she with a he spirit in her. Do you know what that means? Confusion. There are people that are confused in themselves today, and they really feel that in their sexuality, they are the opposite of what they are. Well, it's because of the confusion of a spirit that's operating inside of them. Now, rather than spend your time hating the individual, understand it's not them, it's the spirit. Yeah? It's the spirit that's operating in them. So Paul says, why are we walking in the flesh? We do not war after the flesh. We live in a carnal body, but our battle is not against the flesh. But it says here, for the weapons, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not fleshly. But they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What is a stronghold? A stronghold is a mindset. It's a pattern that's been formed, that has become normative. It has become the way it is. It's a stronghold. He says, this is what we do. We cast down imaginations. What are imaginations? They are images. They are pictures. There are people who are right now stuck in particular mindsets. Imaginations, the word is the word logismos, and you can see in that word logismos, logistics, patterns, calculations. So it says casting down the logistical strategic systems of the enemy. That's what we want to cast down. These are pictures or reasonings that the enemy puts in place. This becomes the activity of the enemy that brings about idolatry. Idols are images. These imaginations can be imaginations that are stuck logistically in the minds of people. So a young person, this is how bad the devil is. A young child that is not sexual, 5 years of age, sees a pornographic image. He's not an adolescent, he's not grown up, but that image there that child dabbled into becomes the one thing, the portal through which the enemy is going to ruin his life later on with pornography. It's not like he got caught up in pornography from when they were small, or rather when they were grown up, but rather from a very early age. There are children that have been abused sexually 2 years old, a year old. And that impacts their lives down the line. What does a two-year-old know? It's a spirit. And today we're going to pray for people that God's Spirit will begin to dismantle strongholds that have been established from when people were young. There's a lot of damage that have taken place in people's lives. People that have been physically, sexually abused, and their lives are just messed up. The devil's a liar. The devil's a bad devil. There are people that are hurting, deeply hurt. They are 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old, 80 years old, 90 years old, 100 years old, and they are still in pain because something that happened when they were very young. And people think that these things that happen to people is just nothing. No, it's something. It is something. Men being reduced to nothing because of the activities of the enemy. And our prayer focus tonight is to pray for everyone. God's healing power will touch and deliver people from these imaginations, these logistical activities of the enemy that's keeping people in bondage. casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. That is what the target of the enemy is, for people not to know God. Why? Because the people that know God do exploits. The enemy wants people not to recognize who God is in their lives. Disenfranchise men and make men feminine. Make women masculine in their thinking. Well, what is the result of that? Broken families. Imaginations. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Get the people thinking like Christ would. This is our assignment tonight, to pray for deliverance of people that have been held captive by the enemy. Speak the release of God into their lives. So let us pray that the strongholds in the lives of people be destroyed by the Spirit of God, that God's healing power will touch and heal people from the imaginations of the enemy, that the logistical strategies of Satan be exposed, so that those patterns that the enemy has generated and put in place begin to fail. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we pray for fellow brothers and sisters, some that are in the family already and some that are yet to be part of the family. Lord, oh God, that the activities of the enemy that have kept them in bondage be destroyed this very moment. Lord, oh God, that the logistical strategies of the enemy that has kept them, oh God, in a place of limitation, that caused them, oh God, to be captured by these strongholds of darkness. And Lord, oh God, that every thought now be brought into captivity. We capture those that have been captured by the enemy. We capture them back, and we take them back from that place of defeat, Lord, oh God, and bring them into the place of wholeness in the mighty name of Jesus, that the abuse that men and women have experienced will be erased from their minds. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name, let it be an eraser, oh God, an erasing of those lies, an erasing and removal of those deceptions and those pain, the pain that men and women have been experiencing. Lord, oh God, whatever the source of those pain might be, oh God, in Jesus' name, heal, 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 and deliver. There are men and women that have been raped, oh God, by the forces of darkness, raped physically and raped spiritually. Father, in Jesus' name, let the deliverance be enacted, oh God, into their lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the glorious name of Jesus, Father, we deliver men, we deliver women. Oh God, we declare this day that satanic activities cease to have strongholds in the lives of people. In Jesus' mighty name, you forces of darkness, the Lord God Almighty rebukes you. You are rebuked. You are rebuked. You are rebuked. You are rebuked. You are exposed and all your plans brought to naught. We declare that brothers and sisters be delivered now, 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 now. The blood of Jesus is against you, you forces of darkness. The Lord God Almighty rebukes you. 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 Let go of their minds. 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 You have no right to torment them. No more. In Jesus' name, we lead captivity captive by the authority of the word of the Most High God. We declare this day in the name of Jesus that everything that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God begins to collapse now. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, you walls that have exalted yourself against the knowledge of God, you mindsets that have exalted yourself against the knowledge of the living God, you powers of darkness that have caused man to be influenced to stand against the knowledge of the Most High God, this day your power is destroyed. This day your power is destroyed. This day your shackles are broken. This day we declare that which has tried to scatter the people of God and disconnect them from God, this day your plans have backfired. 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 You shall no longer trespass in the lives of men and women that God, our God, paid the price for. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call men and women free in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, 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 we declare freedom, 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 liberty, liberty, victory, victory for God's people in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We serve an awesome God. We'll wrap up with verse 6. It says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Oh, this is a powerful verse. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. What's the word of God saying? It's saying to us that our authority to be effective is embedded in our obedience. That when we are obedient to the word of God, now we have the right to bring everything else to obedience, that there be a readiness, a quickening inside of us that says, that's wrong. Now cease. Because we have first submitted ourselves to God. That's how we started. Right? You submit yourself to God, then you resist the devil and he'll flee. Now that we are obedient to God, because we've submitted ourselves to God, we have the grace in our lives in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. Now, what does that mean? It's not only dealing with the acts of disobedience in the people, but rather having the ability to revenge. What do you mean by revenging all disobedience? It means that you make the devil pay. That's your revenge. You make the devil pay. You messed with my brother. Today you pay. You are identified. When you identify the thief's got to pay 7 times. So, this prayer focus here is, thank you, Father, that I am obedient to your calling, and this day I demand that the enemy pays for every pain he has caused me and caused your people, those that are already saved and those that are yet to be saved. The devil must pay. We are demanding, so we are dragging the devil's whatever to the courts of God. We are placing a suit on the enemy. And guess who is the judge? Our Father is. Guess who is our advocate? Jesus Christ. And he's going to make the devil pay. So this prayer is very simple. God, make the devil pay for every pain he has caused. There must be payment. I demand payment now for the problem he caused me, the problem he's caused fellow church members, fellow believers, and caused the world. We have a lot of payment coming to us. All the problem the enemy caused with COVID-19, he's got to pay. Hallelujah. It's payment time. Praise God. I'm here to collect. Hallelujah. Truckloads moving to collect payment. There are people who have been getting rich throughout this COVID-19 nonsense. It's our turn to collect. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you ready to pay? Are you ready to pray? All right. Thank you, Father, that I am obedient to your word. Make the devil pay for every pain and problem he has caused. I demand payment. Praise God. Pray, 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 pray. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you that we can collect. Oh, for all the pain and the suffering that the enemy has generated, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that today is a day of judgment, a day of recompense. And Lord, oh God, we are not asking men. We are asking, oh God, that the powers of darkness that generated all this pain and all this confusion in the lives of men and women, that, Lord, oh God, they have to pay now. Pay up, pay up, pay up now in the name of Jesus. Pay up in the name of Jesus. Pay up in the mighty name of Jesus. We bring vengeance against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, you and your cohorts, you got to pay. 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 Pay, 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 pay for every problem you've caused. Pay up now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. For everything you've stolen, you pay now. For time wasted, you pay now. For finances robbed, you pay now. For pain and suffering, you pay now. You must 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 pay now. And we receive payment in Jesus' name. We receive payment now. We receive payment now. We receive payment now because we are subject to the living God. We are obedient to his word. We are obedient to his word. And because we have submitted ourselves to God, we declare, Satan, you and your cohorts, you alien forces, pay up now in Jesus' mighty name. Pay up now in Jesus' mighty name. We place a suit on you right this very moment. For everything that you cause, the issues that you cause in the lives of our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and parents for generations, you pay. Every family issue that you have generated, you pay up now. We come to collect for generations. We come to collect for generations. We come to collect in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And if you cannot pay, you must release sons and daughters that have sold their souls to you. You must release every one of them. You must release souls right now. You must release souls right now. You must release men and women in the mighty name of Jesus. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now in Jesus' mighty name. Salvation for households. Hallelujah. Husbands and wives restored in their relationships. Children growing up to worship God in spirit and in truth. Finances flowing in the mighty name of Jesus. Households raised up. Oh, Rabba Shakata Bore Makaha. In the mighty name of Jesus, We declare the kingdom of God has come and the will of God is done in the earth as it is in heaven. So let it now be. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. I want to thank God for every one of you that came out to pray tonight. And those of you that have joined us via Zoom or Facebook or YouTube or whatever other platforms we are on that you have taken advantage of. I want you, those of you that have watched on YouTube or Facebook, to please share with those that you have to do. Share this prayer meeting with others, that others may participate, because we're covering a whole lot of stuff. Amen? So, right this very moment, begin to share. Share it, everybody. Share it in your platforms, in whatever avenues you may have. Just share with all of your contents and leave them a note also that they also share with whoever it is that they're connected with, because we're not just praying for ourselves. We're praying for all mankind, directly or indirectly, tonight. Amen? So please, I feel quickened in my spirit that this is something we must do. I've not asked you to share before, but earlier today, the Lord was speaking to me about sharing this particular prayer meeting. Our prayer meetings, most times we don't even save them, because sometimes it's dead spot, I'm not praying, and we have the prayer request, and then it's all quiet, but today we're praying and declaring certain things. So please, once again, share it. Let it spread. Let the enemy lose his hold over the lives of people. We want, whether it's in Germany, in China, wherever, Australia, let this be shared and let it be repeated. Let it be a wave that just goes through the earth tonight. The people join us in agreement. While we are praying, they are praying the same thing. Wherever they are, this high holiday of Satan is going to be messed up. Hallelujah. We're tearing down these strongholds. Their towers are coming down. They are crashing. And they are shooting at each other and messing themselves out. And the church will have a harvest to the glory of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. There's a few online. Do the same thing as we are doing here. And may the Lord bless your giving. And I look forward to a wonderful time of worshiping together with you this Sunday. But before we leave you tonight, I'd like to remind you that we have a special conference coming up this November. And you don't have the video? Okay. All right. But we do have a conference coming up. I believe it is the 27th to the 29th of November, and it actually is called the Fresh Oil New Wine Conference. And this is going to be a wonderful conference, because I have a great man of God ministering to us. He's like an archbishop over the Pentecostal Fellowship of
Nigeria network of pastors and the network of Pentecostal churches in Nigeria is, I believe, one of the greatest in all of Africa, and possibly in the world. I think there's so many that this man of God has oversight over, and he is going to be the one ministering to us. So this is not a lightweight of a man of God that's coming to us. And you know, I was checking on those the dates that the Lord gave to us for these meetings, and it happens to be one of those days, I believe, I'm not sure which one, either the first day or the last day, is a holiday, a Jewish holiday, the holiday called Hanukkah. So it's a special connection. God is connecting something here. And so I'd like to remind you about that. And I look forward to seeing you this Sunday for another wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. God loves you, so do I. Good night. Honor God with your giving, online and here. Praise God. Good night. Well, let me say hello to